Welcome to episode 44 of 2P Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show. 44 episodes.
44, yeah.
Can you believe that?
We're getting up
there. Number 80 in the comics.
I saw that this week. I'm like, 80, man, we're going to hit 100 pretty soon. And
that's wild.
Just going to be...
I don't feel like we've been doing this very long either, is the thing. But it's like, it's been every single week.
Right.
Like 80 weeks, that's crazy.
Well, not every single week for you. You've only had 78 weeks.
Oh, no. It breaks everything.
You're not quite as dedicated, unfortunately.
I know. Well, first up is a little segment we like to call Ricket Ricket
Remix.
In this segment, I dish out a video game remix favorite of mine, who it's by, and where you can grab it. From Final Fantasy VII comes the remix Son of Chaos by Zaleb. To your music collection, I've got a link up right now for those of you listening to the M4A version of the podcast. Otherwise, you can just head on over to ocremix.org and track it down yourself.
I love Final Fantasy VII.
Well, then maybe you should go listen to the song. You should listen to the podcast. You listened to the podcast last week, right?
Did I? Yeah, I think I did. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Okay. Yay!
Yay! I made it.
Tim's a dedicated listener now. One episode in, going strong.
I'm nothing compared to those guys that come along and they're like... All right, I listened to all 43 episodes, so now I'm caught up. Can't wait till
one night.
One. I can't even listen to one of my own podcast. Oh, jeez.
Okay, and next we have a brand new segment that we like to call Internet Loot.
I thought you were going to say Chicken Grab.
No. No, we're not back to that one yet. We will be at some point.
Not quite.
Tim and I use this segment to share a little bit of treasure we found on the internet.
Well, I found a lot of treasure on the internet. I mean, through ad banners and t-shirt sales. I mean, I've got a whole swimming pool of treasure.
This is a Flash video someone made called Awesome Center Redux. This is actually like a redone version of their original, so it has more to it. We'll play only what makes sense in the audio, but this is like the perfect image of what playing Trauma Center was like for me.
I finished up all my med training, and I'm finally able to take on some true medicinal work here in the field. Lives are at stake, and I'm here to save them, one by one.
Doctor! There's a car accident patient in the ER!
We must hurry! What's the diagnosis?
There are deep lacerations in the sternum
where aliens have taken over his body!
They're shooting X-ray beams out of their radioactive superpowers! Use your zapping gun to stop them!
Oh my poop 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 poop! Doctor, my sister has cancer.
Zombie cancer?!
Boom!
Yeah, good stuff.
That's pretty awesome. Everyone should definitely check that out. It's hilarious. Rojay Cat might not appreciate it, though.
And now it's time for comic talk. This week we had our comic Level Up, and it seems to have gone over incredibly well.
Yeah, crazy well.
So let's go over exactly what our week was like this week.
Okay.
Okay. Normal comic process, we figure out an idea a few days ahead of time. I have a few days to work on it. This last week, I swear, any time I tried to call you, I'd get your voicemail.
Really?
Yeah. I could never get a hold of you anytime I called. And you say it like you're surprised or something.
I called back, you though, were... right?
Yeah, I mean, you'd call back eventually, but it's like, you know, I'm like, okay, well, it's I'm going to go to bed now, so leave me a message tomorrow morning
that.
Or something.
I do remember
like,
that.
Things like that. I'm like, I'm out of here. And like, we just did not have any ideas. We, like, sometimes we'll try to think of an idea. If we can't think of one, then we'll kind of talk together. And through, you know, being humorous with each other, we'll figure out an idea. That wasn't happening either. It was just really, it was just a really sad time.
Yeah, it was really frustrating because, I mean, every day that went by, it just felt more stressful. Like, oh, we still don't have an idea. And then we got less and less funny with each other. And it's almost mm-hmm. like we're just going to have to come.
We really started grabbing for ideas. Like, just really reaching.
Yeah. We had a number of ideas, but none of them were great, you know?
Well, the only reason we had a number of ideas is because we were, like, one day away from the comic being out.
Yeah.
And just, like, well, we have, like, four ideas now, but it's like, well, which one of these is really going to be good, and which one can you do in a night?
Yeah, we were trying to squeeze a two-human comic in, and we had a few ideas there, but, I mean, none of them were spectacular, you know? They just weren't... I mean, they were okay. They would have done fine, but they weren't great.
So then Tim finally had his idea about this this whole labeling system, right?
Well, yeah, that was weird how it happened. Like I think I mentioned in the post there, I was just brushing my teeth Monday night.
Which is not a regular occurrence for you.
Yeah, no, I only do it on Monday night. I don't want to overbrush, you know?
That's... I hear you.
So anyway, I was brushing my teeth Monday night, and I took a look at my wife's toothpaste, and it was like plus 25 or 25% stronger enamel. And that was just hilarious to me, because it's like, that seemed like such an RPG stat. Like, well, why am I not using that toothpaste? Because my enamel's going to be stronger. All mine does is taste minty. I mean, that doesn't do anything for me. So so then I started going around the house and looking in the pantry for other stuff that said similar type of things. Not necessarily like health conscious things, you know, not just, you know, less fat or whatever, but things that actually like improve your life in some way. And so my cereal said 20% better attentiveness in children or something like that. And
were you eating Frosted Mini Wheats Big Bites?
I actually had Frosted Mini Wheats regular bites this morning. But
wait, if they're mini, are they really regular?
No, regular as in they are mini.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if they're mini, then mini is the standard, you know?
No, because they have to call them mini. If that was the standard, they'd just say Frosted Bites.
Well,
or Frosted Wheat.
It's the standard for the minis. If you're already in the mini category, then the standard is just being mini, you know?
Sure.
Anyhow, we weren't quite sold on this idea, because I then went to story mode and it was like, okay, so there's like two moms shopping in a store and one says, oh, it's impossible to shop for my kids, and the other one's like, well, not anymore, not since they started labeling everything like an RPG. And then you'd see her cart and you'd see all this stuff in the cart, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that was okay, but it was just...
And I had like one night to do it, so I'm like,
Well, that, yeah, that and the fact that in this instance, the story was really not necessary, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Having the two moms there doesn't lend anything to the joke. So then we're like, well, let's just have the product there sitting on a table or something. I mean, it was more flashy, like advertising, because that's when I got the idea, that's what, you know,
right.
The toothpaste and the cereal were doing. They're like, oh, look, you should buy this because of this. And then, you know, when I thought of the bad stuff, I'm like, yeah, that's funny, but it wouldn't make sense for them to advertise, like, negative effects of their product.
Right. And so it immediately, for me, that just meant, okay, there's a law forcing them to do that.
Right. And I
and that,
just
and
never
then that, and then I
that.
So when I was talking to you, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's, you know, I'm going to do it. It's like a labeling. It's like the nutrition label. Tim's like, oh, I don't know about that. Those are just really plain and boring. I'm like, yeah,
right.
But it's not actually going to be a nutrition label. It's what replaces the nutrition label. Like, imagine if in the future, you know, it's like, oh, well, kids don't want to read those boring nutrition labels, so we need to come up with a new plan for by law that requires them to put these flashy labels on that'll make kids want to, you know, keep eating their cereal because it's good for them.
And it really is a good idea, which makes it
yeah.
an even better comic. Is like, you know, this should, they should totally do something like this.
It wouldn't work. I mean, there's some obvious flaws about this idea.
Sure.
Which is that, I mean, things don't just do one thing for you. They do many things, which is why nutrition labels are so boring, because there's a lot of info on the back, and you have to kind of decipher it yourself. But so, I mean, I was really worried about the comic in general. Like, even while I was working on it, like, the night before it came out, I had just started on this thing, and I'm drawing the products, and like, I was like, I don't know if this is going to work. And then when I was all done with the products, then I put on the labels. And as soon as I put on the first label on one product, I was like, that's kind of funny. I'm like,
yeah.
It suddenly, the whole thing flips for me, and I'm like, hey, this is actually pretty funny. I like this. And so I got kind of into it again, and basically it took me about 4 hours to do the comic from start to finish. Like, 4 hours, I was done, and I gave it to Tim, and we're done for the night. I'm like, okay, this will suffice. You know, this will pass us for another week. I don't like putting out comics that are kind of half-half, so, but, you know, here it is. And then it's like, everyone in the morning is like, oh my god, this is hilarious. And like, dude, is this
the first good one you've done in a long
time? Yeah, I'm like, really?
I'm like, oh, thanks, because this was the most rushed one we've done in a long time.
Which doesn't speak well for us, right? Because it's like, oh, if you do rushed comics, you know, if you just spend very little time,
we work better under pressure, I guess.
I guess so, yeah. So it's been kind of a crazy, it's weird how this stuff ends up. The ones that I think are going to be really funny, you know, people are like, yeah, it was all right, or, you know, it wasn't that great.
Well, the nice thing about this one, it has a more universal appeal than just what's the new game this week. And
right,
than
like a Two Human joke, for example, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If we did a Two Human comic, like, you know, most of our readers probably haven't played Two Human, and so it would be like, oh, I don't know much about that, so whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad it worked out the way it did, and I think we'll have a good one next week. It won't be a rushed one.
It'll be half rushed.
Why is that?
That means that means it'll be, you know, fairly good.
Oh, yeah, we'll put it off to the last second, and then Ray is just going to... Well, it's not one you can put off to the last second, I don't think.
I know, that's the problem. Well, there's a Weird Al concert on Monday night. That's not going to help out.
Oh, boy.
Well, for every great comic comes great comments. And this week's suggestion box was no different. My comment of the week is going to go to two people.
Two people?
You see what I did there?
Yeah.
You see that? Okay. First, Rokai said, oh, by the way, are you guys new here? Talking about those who don't have a Gravatar. And then CK Cheeseboy replied, are you trying to get them comment of the week? You know, because I'm always people who come up out of nowhere and say things. I usually grab theirs.
And your second one? Is that...
That was it.
That's
those
it. That's both?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
It was a combo.
Combo.
They only work together.
Little tag team. Well, mine goes to DarthBoy101, who said, you guys are the best. I love this comic. I've never seen a better comic in the world. Tim, your ideas are so amazing, and Ray, your artwork is just out of this world. I will keep coming back every week. Yours truly, DarthBoy101. I just made that all up right now. No, I'm not going to pick another one like that, although there were some very nice comments. And
people have a major problem with me picking those comments. They're like, hey, we don't want to hear nice things. We want people ripping on you. We want random comments. And it's like,
well,
like there's two of us here, okay? Like,
yeah, and nobody mentioned that last week. I did pick a comment that I just thought was funny. It wasn't like we both picked one saying how awesome we are. And you even kind of explained why you picked those comments, so...
Yeah.
Whatever, people don't want to hear it. But it has changed a bit, because in the past we would always pick ones that we just thought were humorous, and then Andrew got the comment of the week so many times that we changed it up a little bit, and now that doesn't work either, so... Metal Link mentioned that sitting in front of the computer all day is -3 social skills and +4 nerdiness, and... Yeah, I can attest to that. That's
so what does doing a podcast give us?
Oh boy. That's even... Although I don't think it affects social skills.
No, that's true.
You need some sort of social skills to be able to do a podcast, I think.
Well, you don't.
What?
No,
Edit.
Yeah, right.
Anyhow, so thank you guys for loving our comic and enjoying it so much.
See, I think we should have a contest. Who can write the most lavish praising comment ever?
Oh boy, then our comment section would like...
Well, you could just make a new post for it. Be like, here's the contest, and be like, I'll put all your replies below. And then we...
Who loves us the most?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Black clouds.
Rolling on in.
Rolling in. They're just streaming overhead. And with them comes the dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Maria. I mean, Black Doom.
Maria. How dare you. How dare you say Maria's the worst.
Well, my Black Doom Award goes to Microsoft.
Oh, no.
I picked Microsoft, too. I highly doubt it's going to be what I chose.
I hope they're for different reasons, but they're getting ripped on then this week.
Alright, this article is from Joystick. Finally, after molesting countless thumbs and ruining everybody's Pac-Man CE scores, the Xbox 360 controller's dismal D-pad looks to be replaced by, well, a functional D-pad. IGN's Martin Robinson claims to have played with a redesigned controller at Leipzig's Games Convention, describing it as aesthetically identical to the original, with the D-pad sitting in a larger rocker and proving more tactile. The new controller is expected to debut alongside Pro Evolution Soccer 2009 and is thought to have been prompted by the upcoming release of Street Fighter IV. Now, here's the reason I'm giving this Black Doom Award.
Well, there's a lot of reasons you should give it a Black Doom Award. One, the necessity of that in the first place, right?
I guess it's like, you know, the Nintendo Entertainment System came out in 1983, okay? And you still can't get the D-pad right? It's like, this is 2000... What, came out in 2004, did the 360?
Oh, 5, I think.
2005? And it's like... It's a D-pad. How hard is it to make a good D-pad? Like, shouldn't we have that technology all figured out by now? It's like, this is like the new thing. Like, oh my gosh, like, look forward to the new controller with the new D-pad. It's gonna be awesome. It's like, you mean the one that worked just fine when it first came out? Like, where have you guys been?
Yeah.
I just don't... Ugh.
But the worst part is, to me, is that this is like a limited edition controller.
Ugh.
That's coming out in only certain countries and regions, not including North America. So, you're gonna fix the D-pad, finally. That's the only change. And you're only gonna release it for a limited time in certain regions. That's the word so far.
It's just now, weird. It's just weird in general. It just makes me angry.
Well, you know, I actually opened up one of my 360 controllers, and I used sandpaper to shave out the little opening for the D-pad, and it works much better now. That's really all they needed to do.
It's like, I've always been a fan of the D-pad. Like that's what irritated me the most about the N64, I guess. It was one of the reasons why I really didn't care for the system. And I mean, this is a pretty wild accusation of mine, but... It's like, it's because there was very little D-pad support. It's like, they wanted me to navigate all these menus with the joystick, and I'd always reach for the D-pad, like, well, I'll just use the D-pad because it's really accurate. I don't have to, like, you know, balance this joystick around everywhere and, like, bump it these directions. It's like, so I'll just use the D- oh, wait, it doesn't work. It's not supported. It's like, why'd you have a controller where you get to have your choice, and then you only get to use one? People still think joystick for everything is the answer. It's like, joystick was made for a very specific reason. 3D gaming and, you know, accurate, you know...
Slight movements.
Slight movements. You know, it was not meant for, like, entering things in on a keyboard. Like, that's just not how it works.
Well, I don't even like the 360 D-pad anyway, being a circular design. That just doesn't work for me. I mean, the Nintendo, like, the DS and the Wii D-pad are great. You know, there's distinct up, down, left, and right, and it just works. And even the PlayStation one is, they're like four separate buttons, kind of. You know what I'm talking about? How it's...
Yeah, I mean, but even if you look back to like the Genesis, I mean, that had a circular D-pad as well.
Yeah,
and that made sense to me back then when you were playing like fighter games. Because you had a little more area that you could roll your thumb around without having to, like, break your thumb every time you hit a hard edge of the D-pad trying to curve. And so that was nice because you actually had, like, a little buttons within a button sort of thing. And I think it was just because it was done right. You know, you can't just make it a circle and expect the D-pad to work. Like, you have to kind of design it just right so that the fit, so that the feel is perfect. And, again, it wasn't that long ago that they did that on the Genesis, so it shouldn't be that hard to recreate that.
Yeah.
Well, what's your Black Doom Award?
Well, my Black Doom Award also goes to Microsoft.
What? I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I know. Amazing, huh? This is just... Okay, you know, they've had a lot of trouble trying to penetrate the Japanese market, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what they do, they just can't seem to sell more than a few thousand consoles a week over there, while, you know, the Wii and the PS3 is selling, like, tens of thousands. And so, you know, they've done things like they had Blue Dragon as an exclusive RPG. You know, the Japanese love RPGs. They're not as into first-person shooters. And so they, you know, got the Final Fantasy team basically to do Blue Dragon, and it just wasn't that great a game. And so finally, Tales of Vesperia come out, right? And they leapfrogged the Japanese in Japan, the sales of PlayStation 3. They sold like 25,000 units in the first week because of the Japanese love the Tales series, and it's exclusive to 360. So, you know, bravo, right? That's great. They finally made some headway there, right?
Yeah.
Well, would you be surprised to know that the next week they basically sold, you know, back to their normal almost? And the reason being, they are sold out, basically, in Japan. Like, they... How do they not
have
foresight?
They want to build hype. They want to build hype. Like, oh, I'll sold out.
Like,
it's going crazy.
It worked for the Wii. But how do you not prepare for that? Like, if you really want to be successful there, then you got to be ready to ship, like, you know, the next day. And they came out with a statement saying, we apologize, we really weren't expecting this, and we'll make a shipment sometime in September. It's like, September? Like, another month and before you get any more 360s in Japan? Like, by then, the hype's done and people are moving on. And that's just a huge missed opportunity, I think. And I don't think it was necessarily going to make them, you know, super relevant in Japan yet, but it was definitely a step in the right direction. And you know, they failed with the first Xbox, and they're pretty much failing here with the 360. So I don't know how much longer they can waste money in that area before they just drop out, you know.
Well, that will do it for this edition of Two Piece Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We will see you next week.
Bye-bye. I'm still sipping my morning coffee here, so I won't be full speed for another half hour.